Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Liverpool are through to the Europa League final. Yes. We'll be talking about that. One. And there's also been one other little football story this week. Yes, we all know. It's the miracle of the King Power, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about that with our guests this evening. Please give them a lovely welcome. It's Ian Moore and Charlie Baker. Yay! And also, our man of the people, please give it up for Keith Dover.
Thank you.
Yes, this week, it's all about Europe and, of course, the romance of Leicester City. And what could be more romantic than a boy growing up in a small village in Thailand, making pots of money selling cheap cigarettes and booze duty-free, and dreaming of one day owning a team he'd never heard of in a place he'd never heard of. Yes, it's like Cinderella, but with football boots instead of glass slippers. In other news, well, you know what? There is no other news. The football's on! Yay! There we are. Hello, mate. Yeah. Thanks for joining us here. Thank you. Thanks for joining us here at BT Sport in this brave new world where anyone can win the Premiership, except Arsenal, of course. Why did you cheer that?
Because it's good news.
It is good news, yeah. We are going to talk about Leicester and Liverpool. First up, Liverpool beat Villarreal 3-0. Yes. Big result. The yellow submarine from Spain was sunk by the Liverpool destroyer. That's the best we could do. Charlie, it was another special night in Europe at Anfield, wasn't it? I mean, that's what they do.
I love Klopp.
Yeah, we all love
Klopp. I think it's difficult to not like Klopp. The energy he's brought to this tournament, especially the Europa League, it's just magnificent the way he makes that team play. It's not even the team he likes. He doesn't even like them.
He doesn't like them.
He's turned up and he's gone, oh, I don't like any of these. Oh, I'm going to have to make them play. Oh, I love you all. I love you all. You're all amazing. And then, end of the season, yeah, see you later, yeah?
That was their season tonight, wasn't it, Liverpool? That was the big fantastic moment.
And it's nice because we all sat here last week and we said, why has he not played a forward if he needs to score a goal? And he's clearly listened to us and stuck a forward on.
I mean, we're not tactical geniuses, are we?
Are we not?
No, we're not.
Oh, I am.
I can say that you might be, but we're not.
Right,
but
you even
looks
we
like
know,
one.
But even we know that if you need a goal, a forward is quite handy, isn't it? And he didn't play a forward last week, and now he's played a forward.
And they scored goals.
And they scored three
isn't
goals.
Isn't football a simple game?
As it turns out.
He reminds me more and more of Animal from The Muppets.
I think that's a bit of a leap, but I know what you mean. Yeah. And they were swirling their scarves as well. When did that become a thing, by the way?
1972.
Was it 1972? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was expecting more chat about that. You just gave me the information.
Who was swirling the scarves?
All the Liverpool fans. They were swirling the scarves.
You've always swirled scarves.
Arsenal
what
fans,
else do you do with the scarves?
Arsenal fans don't swirl scarves.
No, they wear cravats. They don't wear scarves.
And this man
that's
would
a bit
know.
Rich coming from me, I know. But
I always think of Liverpool, who was the first one to start singing You'll Never Walk Alone from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical carousel. And then you have to just style it out and go, whoa, all of us, come on, everyone.
Well, they had someone singing it in the stadium before the game, which I thought, you don't need that.
No.
I figured that, because the Liverpool fans, they listened to this guy singing, I don't know who he was, local.
They don't normally need prompting either, do they?
They don't. They're happy to have a sing song, whatever.
Yeah. But I like the idea of that, as somebody walking on the terraces in the late 50s. Yeah. Singing. And somebody's going, Dave, are you singing show tunes?
I am what I am.
No, that won't work. maybe not that.
How do you know that one, Ian?
I'm a big fan. welcome. The stadium, we were talking with the audience beforehand, the stadium in Basel for the final, they're playing the final against Sevilla, only holds 30,000 people, right?
Yeah, okay.
And they were saying 6,000 for each of the teams.
More than enough.
And 6,000 for each of the teams, and 18,000 corporate tickets. I mean, that can't be right, can it? It's Sepp Blatter and his family or something, I don't know.
I don't think they'll show their face, will they?
It's possibly not Sepp Blatter at this point. That seems wrong, doesn't it, really?
Well, you've probably got to have a seat for everybody who's standing for election of UEFA president now, which is about which is about 48,000 people
that
in
would
itself.
They're the ones...
It is wrong, of course it's wrong.
I think
it's
they've done the right thing with the Europa League of adding the Champions League... as
the incentive.
As the carrot, you know.
The incentive,
And so I think they've probably got to now think bigger with the final, and then the whole thing gets bigger, doesn't it? And then it will all...
I like the idea of the Champions League just being a big carrot.
Yeah.
Just give them carrots at
That's
the
true.
End for the...
Well, then they wouldn't have to use floodlights.
Have a carrot round
exactly,
here.
Yeah.
No floodlights.
OK, I think they deserve more, but... not
story of my
audience,
life, Ian. Story of my life.
So I'm giving the points to Ian Moore, ladies and gentlemen. As for the Champions League, featuring the best teams from right across the continent, the final is going to be between two teams who live just across the road from each other. I know that's bad news for Pep Guardiola, who now won't win the trophy with Bayern Munich, and who then had to watch his new employers wilt like a limp lettuce against Real. Ian, should Pep be asking Rafa Benitez about get-out clauses? Just... Is that a bit much?
There's a possibility that they might not even be in the Champions League.
There is a big possibility.
I mean, I like Pep. I like what he does with a V-neck and a jacket. I quite like that. But I have to say that for me, his teams are they're a bit like a baboon.
Oh.
No, they look good up front, but the back is just.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. When Lewandowski started pulling the aerials off of cars, in the car, I thought that was a bit wrong. Man City did not make enough of an effort last night, did they? I mean, you just thought they were in the Champions League semi-final.
Must drive you, man. It was Pellegrini's big sort of, well, and that's what you get for sacking me, mate. Sort of moment of like,
what, you think it was
just not going to try. I've got you to this, I'm just not going to try.
Well, if you pick Yaya Toure, he's not exactly going to run about. He looks like a sort of truck that's broken down.
He's lumbering about.
He does lumber
about. But with 25 minutes to go, Aguero was coming deeper and deeper.
Well, just chuck Mangala up.
Playing sweeper. It was a really odd game.
It was odd.
It was like they were frightened to be there almost, or that they'd overachieved and they just didn't. It was so, they were just screaming at the telly. Not one shot on goal.
No.
Is that right?
If Villarreal are the yellow submarine,
I made that up.
That makes Yaya Toure, I am the walrus.
I think that's true. And Pep Guardiola's going to go to Man City. Where does he? I mean, how many does he replace? He's got to replace half the team, hasn't he?
I think he's going to want to bring a lot of his own people in. I think it's gonna be, and he's got the funds to do it. He can go out and buy the best, and he can't. The only thing he can't do is offer him Champions League football,
which might give
Klopp the added benefit of come and play for me. We're amazing. I'm amazing. It's gonna be great
I'm
fun.
Not, I'm not
come
sure.
And do this.
Would he say I'm amazing?
Yeah, he would. Klopp would. I'm amazing. Yeah. You're amazing. We're all amazing. That's
amazing.
How he manages.
I'm going to give the points to that round, and that one worked, Charlie. So I'm giving the points to Charlie Baker.
Finally.
Beautiful.
A point.
Beautiful. Now it's finally happened. Claudio Ranieri and his team of cast-offs and bargain basement buys have stunned the football world by winning the Premier League title with two games to spare. The Leicester players took it quite calmly, I think. Yeah. There they are. Hello. That's the moment. Yeah. Oh, that'll
do. Huge, isn't it?
That's still going on now, by the way. Ian, do you think Jamie Vardy's house party should be like mainstream telly on a Saturday night?
Just watching that, I'd love Vardy's wife to walk in and go, will you keep it down? I've just got him to sleep.
I've just got him down. there were fans outside the house. Yeah. There were fans. Leicester City Centre went completely crazy.
Yeah.
It is a miracle, right? It is a miracle.
I didn't know if towards the end of the season if Vardy was going to cope with the pressure. Not the pressure of winning the league, but the pressure of that party, because people have been talking about it a long time. There's been a lot of these. Jamie Vardy's having a party. What if he didn't want to have the party? What if he was like, I don't want a party, never thrown a party? And also, Jamie Vardy's having a party does sound like, you know, when someone's mum and dad at school went away for the weekend and they'd be like, Jamie Vardy's having a party. Oh, quick, get everyone to come, turn up.
Do you think they scratched the wooden table?
Yeah. Jamie Vardy's having a party.
You find your mate under some coats in the bedroom.
Wes, is that you? Ranieri, he flew out to see his mum. You know this story. And then he had to fly back. He had lunch with his mum on the day of the Chelsea game. Now, I don't know about you lot, but I go and see my mum. I can't concentrate at the best of times. But if I was going to win the league title, it would be very difficult for me to know about other friends she's got who've died recently.
It's an Italian mum, though, isn't it? You don't refuse that kind of request.
He made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Absolutely, is what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
He's like a professional Italian, isn't he? That's a sort of professional stereotype of like, I buy them all a pizza, I go and see my mamma. It's like he is like a Dol Mio man.
We could have been walking down a Venice high street there.
Dingly ding, dingly dong.
He does seem. It's true.
He is
a lovely fella, isn't he?
I'd like a Ranieri alarm clock. Come on, wake up.
I do like they... they are a team, aren't they? That's a beautiful
team.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Although they obviously have got three amazing individuals. You know what they used to say about Kante? 70% of the planet is covered by water, the rest is covered by Kante.
That's very nice.
It's quite sweet, isn't it, really? It's quite sweet.
But will he be there next year? This is the thing. Is he most likely to go?
Yeah, but that... Don't you... Can we not just not have that conversation?
Have we not met? I've got
yeah,
to bring
the
it
voice
down.
Of doom. Let them enjoy themselves. Yes, they're going to have a big old party next week.
I'm just looking out for their best interests, that's all.
Well, I'm sure they're really glad of it, thank you. But they're going to have a big old party next week, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then they're going to go to Chelsea and get a guard of honour, which will be hilarious.
That
isn't
is funny.
It? That Abramovich is going to have to stand there going, yeah, well, I'm really
How
pleased
much have
for
I
you.
Spent?
Yeah.
Keith, do you enjoy the whole Leicester thing?
I've loved beautiful. It. I just think it's one of the... Well, I'm going to talk about it in a minute. It's a great thing for football.
It is a great thing for football.
It's good for us as well because, a Blackburn fan, we've had the mantle of the miracle winning the Premier League for too long now. It's nice to pass that over.
Did you see the Jamie Vardy lookalike they got along?
You wouldn't... I mean, 12 months ago, being a Jamie Vardy lookalike would neither have been a good possibility nor lucrative, would it? But, yeah, he'd done all right.
Suddenly, and he's actually a lookalike who looks like the bloke he's meant to look like.
That's the idea, generally.
No, I know it's the idea generally, but sometimes you look at them and go, I don't even know who that's meant to be. You know, and they had a big dinner in the centre of town.
Yeah.
I'm being heckled. You weren't allowed in. They got the lookalike, that's true.
Which one?
They got the
Jamie
lookalike.
Vardy or the lookalike?
No, Jamie Vardy's been banned for two meals. apparently. Claudio Ranieri phoned Gus Hiddink shortly after the final whistle of the Chelsea v Spurs game. He did try him a few minutes earlier, but Gus was in the middle of a fight just outside the tunnel and couldn't take the call. When Claudio finally got through, Gus congratulated him on winning the title, and Claudio congratulated Gus on their only decent 45 minutes of football for the entire season. I'm going to give the points for no particular reason to Ian Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
Very good, Ian.
And now, whilst all around are losing their heads, one voice of sanity still prevails. But we couldn't get him. So we got Keith Dover, man of the people.
Oh, thank
you. Oh, Keith. What have you got for us, Keith?
Well, congratulations to Leicester City. Not just because it's a great underdog story, and let's face it, we all love an old dog in this country, but because Leicester City...
What a lovely start to this piece, Keith.
Thanks very much. but because Leicester City have given a big boot up the backside, not just to the top four, but to every Premiership club in this country. Because all, there's no hiding place now for all the mediocre managers and club owners who come up with a
harsh
usual old excuse every season, we'll be happy just to make 40 points. Well, if it's just about survival, why don't you hire Bear Grylls, OK? Because with all this money pouring in, OK, is getting mid-table really your ambition? I mean, really? I mean, fans now will be demanding, if Leicester City can win the Premiership, why can't we, OK? Because Leicester being champions is the best thing for every Everton, Stoke, Chelsea fan in this country.
Yes, Keith.
You know what I'm going to say? Because it gives hope. It gives hope to all the mid-table teams, right? And listen, all the, you know, and you know all the same old boring faces, right? You know who they are. They know who they are, right? Keith. If they can't cut it anymore, then it's hasta la vista, baby. Bon voyage. Elvis has left the building. Pick a window, mate, and go through it. Your days are over, right? OK? Because there's a new breed of manager that's going to come through. Someone who actually might want to win a Premiership, win a couple of Cups, and who knows, the knock-on effect might even help the England team. Whoa. But that's going overboard, and that would really be a fairy story, wouldn't it? Yeah, and let's make Ranieri Sir Ranieri, OK? Give him a knighthood. Quick.
Yeah. Right, Keith.
Very nice.
Right. Honestly, Keith, if only you had control of the New Year's honours list.
One day, mate. One day. It'll happen.
I know. I mean, I think what Keith says is a fair point, though. I mean, up to this point, Tony Pulis and managers like that were saying 40 points and then we're happy.
Yeah, well, now, that's the thing. You know, you ask a manager at the beginning of the season, some of them are saying, well, you know, what are you aiming for? Well, the 40 points thing, that's just above failure. That's starting to see, go, what are you aiming for? Just above failure will do. That's not good enough.
No, well, it doesn't seem to be anymore, does it?
That's what my wife says to me very often.
Just above failure.
How was that? Just above failure.
Yeah, no, but I think Keith makes a point. You know, Leicester and Tottenham are the top two in the Premier League at the moment. Spurs, obviously, they're a decent team, what have you, but Leicester...
It's always that thing, we can't compete, you know, we can't compete with the might of these, we can't compete with the spending power. You don't need to compete. Get a good team that plays for each other.
Get a good team.
A good team.
If only we thought of that.
Good team that plays for each other. Play the same team. They've played 22 players all season.
Yeah, but they didn't have any other football
to play. That's why they've won, then. Yeah, there are 22 players on the pitch.
Yeah, then we thought that Kante was everywhere. It was just a lot.
I think playing 4-4-2, playing 4-4-2 as well.
Yeah, but it's all very well you saying all this, saying, well, he had 4-4-2 and Mahrez was brilliant. Yeah. But Mahrez couldn't get a game in the French third division.
Yeah.
Kante, no one noticed. I mean, talk about under the radar, he's 4'10", isn't he? Vardy was playing non-league, he was working in a factory four years ago. If Arsenal or Man United had bought him, everyone would have gone, what are you buying him for?
It's because they dug King Richard up, isn't it? From the
That's what they're saying.
And they play in the King Power Stadium. It's magic. There's magic in Leicester.
What's Richard III got to do with it?
He's come alive in Leicester.
No, he hasn't. Since they dug him up, they've been very, very good.
Very good.
You know. Okay. And where have they buried him?
They won the snooker.
They buried him in the centre circle. I don't know, I made that up.
The King Power Stadium.
So now that Leicester have won the title and upset the odds, Hollywood has come calling. Mm. And the man who wrote the screenplay for Goal and Goal 2, do you see any of those things? And those films, has offered his considerable talents to bring the Vardy story to the big screen. Charlie, you can play the lead.
I don't know if you've seen EastEnders. I was thinking June Brown, who plays Dot Cotton.
It's not a bad call.
I think she'd be very good.
She can still get up and down. I don't mean that. You've got a Mahrez, a bit of Mahrez about you with a beard.
I can give it a bit of Mahrez.
I think you can do a bit of Mahrez. We've had various.
What, just because he's got a beard?
Essentially that. That's just
what
the beard.
How about that bloke from Iran, Ahmadinejad? He's got a beard as well.
Now that's slightly out of left field, that one. Ahmadinejad and I. Okay. Vinnie Jones apparently has been approached to play Nigel Pearson.
Oh, yeah, like,
right.
Because it's not a stretch to be slightly violent and dangerous.
Well, Nigel Pearson could play Nigel Pearson, though. He's not doing anything else at the moment, is he?
Well, they've invited
look,
him.
Look, he even looks like him.
Yeah, he's got the look. He has got the look.
They've invited him on the open bus tour to drive the bus.
Do you know, this is a true story. They said that actually Louis Tomlinson, it was One Direction, I didn't know this. Louis Tomlinson is going to play Jamie Vardy. But I thought, I thought it was Louis Spence. Honestly, I'm thinking, I thought, that's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? I can't see that working. And what about Idris Elba? Is the world ready for a black Vardy?
Where's Morgan, isn't it?
Who's going to play Ranieri? Because that's the main figure, isn't it? That's going to be the main story.
I think you saw my audition earlier on, Ian.
It was appalling, Charles. about Sue Pollard.
Oh, it'd be nice.
Sue Pollard as Claudio Ranieri.
From anyone who's under 40, she was on a sitcom called Heidi High.
Oh, the oh! No, no.
Yeah.
No one. No one.
That one.
Not one,
that
one. Person.
But I think football films are always rubbish.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Escape to Victory.
Escape to Victory.
Hang
on a minute. Michael Caine was the fattest POW ever.
Yeah.
It was like he was on extra rations.
He was on extra rations because he was playing an important match.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And they kept
John
Pelé.
In that, didn't he?
Pelé, for some reason, was locked up by the Germans.
Yeah, well, you know.
And Osvaldo Ardiles.
They had a lot of football players in the Second World War and they all put them in the same camp.
Well, I loved that Sylvester Stallone had to save the penalty at the end.
That's who could play
Ranieri.
Sorry
if I'm giving away the ending.
That's who could play Ranieri. Sly Stallone as Ranieri.
Sly Stallone.
Who? Worth. Worth. Robert Hoof.
Is he back to Richard III?
I think he is. I'm going to give out the points of that round. And
impressions.
Impressions. You know what? What the hell? I'm giving the points to Charlie Baker.
Come on, Ian.
Beautiful. Score is Desmond. Now, Leicester won the title after Spurs surrendered a two-goal lead to Chelsea on Monday night. But this doesn't begin to tell the story of possibly the most violent football match I've ever seen. It was like the 70s without the racism, but on a better pitch. Charlie, should all matches be played like this? In fact, are all Torquay United matches played like this?
Oh, no.
No, it's not like this. Because I loved the level of commitment.
I thought it was brilliant. I think they should... You know how pre-season matches are always a bit tippy-tappy and, like, after you, Claude? End-of-season matches, all bets should be off from now on, because it's all been decided, apart from the relegation battles. We should just let anyone do anything. You're allowed to bring an axe on if you want. Just like a choice of weapon.
But is an axe, was really, is that a straight
like,
red?
I'm it was saying. Like Tottenham had spent the night in the pub and, like, and gone at the end of the match. Oh, this is awful. Well, just Chuck started kicking tables over.
You didn't watch it, right? You decided you wanted to watch the snooker.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, do you know what? Why should I turn in to watch Chelsea players 35 games into the season actually start playing?
Yeah, that was the point.
And start playing for another team. That basically, they were playing for Leicester.
It was a little... I mean, if I was a Chelsea fan, I would have enjoyed the night.
Yeah.
But I would have thought, now where... I mean, Eden Hazard turned up and was the best player on the
Absolutely.
Pitch. And he went... Yeah. Hang on a minute, we paid you £7 million.
And apparently now the cost of buying a replica kit for Chelsea has gone up. It's going to be £150 next season.
What?
What?
I don't know, I may have made that.
Okay. I like it, though. Both teams have been charged with failing to control their players. I think that's fair enough. Keith, you know, you watched the game.
Oh,
I'm assuming you loved the ridiculous level of violence.
Watching rich people hit other rich people. It's brilliant. There should be a new rule. Once a year, every game, every team plays a game like that, just beating the crap out of one another.
Yeah.
And this is what people want to see. And, you know...
Well, no, doesn't it set a bad example for the kids, Keith?
Oh, do we have to go over that? Oh, what ever happened to the children? No. But, look, Tottenham and Chelsea should be deducted points.
Sorry?
Chelsea and Tottenham should be deducted points. I would say 10 at the start of the new season, maybe 15. Any advance on 15, make it 20.
I'd say if you're looking at footballers to be role models for your kids, you need to look at your parenting.
I think that's a fair point. There were particular bits that I found funny. Dembele and the eye gouging. Oh,
yeah. Now, I saw that bit.
You saw that bit?
I saw that bit.
Diego
that's what made me turn over to the snooker.
Really? Diego Costa was pinching him on his back.
Yeah.
And Dembele decided to gouge his eyes. Eric Lamela trod on Cesc Fabregas' hand. And Fabregas rolled about for about a minute and then went up to the lines and went, look at that! Yeah. Look!
look! And he kept holding his hand there. It was fantastic.
There was somebody tweeted about that and said the way Fabregas was doing that, it was like he was showing a bouncer that he had got a stamp on his hand and he wanted to get that. Brilliant. I wish I knew who tweeted that. But
there were 9 bookings. That is a record for one team for the Premier League. That is very, very impressive.
One thing they're saying about Spurs this season, why they've got a bit better, what they've added to the game, is they're now second in the table of yellow cards, where they used to be sort of fourth, fifth.
Yeah.
And they've added that bit of extra
more
grit,
violent.
A bit more violent this season.
Right, and that seems to have worked for them.
Can Arsenal catch them, Ian? To be second?
Well, if they get points deducted, which of course they should do, then I think it should be settled
where
already.
Where are Arsenal in the bookings table? Are they fourth?
Bottom. Oi, funny, but no. We were third in the bookings table for quite a long time.
Now
we've gone down to fourth. Yeah. We're actually bottom. After the dust had settled, the FA Disciplinary Committee were working a fair bit of overtime this week. And you know it's been a violent game when Diego Costa has been one of the more calming influences on the pitch. I'm going to give out the points, and I can't believe Ian Moore had another dig at Arsenal being fourth. So I'm giving the points to Charlie Baker. Yes. Because... meanwhile, at the Emirates on Saturday, disillusioned Arsenal fans staged the most middle-class protest since the shoppers at my local Waitrose expressed outrage when they stopped serving free coffee while the shop was still open. I know, the horror. The fans protested from their comfy seats with their magnificent views in their state-of-the-art stadium as their team moved into third place in the Premier League. Ian, how long can this suffering go on? I know it is pathetic, isn't it? But you know...
What are you complaining about? Oh, we're fourth again. Oh, no, not another year in the Champions League. Is that what you're moaning about?
Essentially,
yes. Club's existence hangs by a thread. And you're moaning about finishing fourth again?
It's about the size of it, rich
people moaning about having too much food on their plate. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Torquay, we'd like to be able to afford thread.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
The players' shirts are falling
apart.
Hang
on.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No, I thought it was disgraceful.
What?
Grow up. Stop. Just enjoy yourself.
No, but we can't enjoy ourselves. It's the same film again.
But it's a good film.
It's not a good film.
It's a really good film.
You don't have to... Sorry, Keith. Keith's agreeing with me.
It's Groundhog Day. Every morning you wake up, you're hearing the same song.
So what if you get someone in, say...
like Peter Cech, the end of last season,
You get a new manager in.
Oh, a new manager, yeah, of course.
Eighth next season.
I'd take that.
You'd take that.
Of course I'd take that.
You're mad.
You're absolutely mad.
Why are you doubting? I don't understand why you're doubting me. Obviously, that is predicated on being eighth that season and then first the season after.
Like no one ever is.
No, I understand, but it's just, I think we're a bit bored. We know how... I mean, I know what you're saying. We know how the film's going to end. We've seen it before.
But it ends pretty well.
Really
you finish
well.
Fourth
what,
and you qualify
below
for the Champions
Tottenham.
League.
Is, those are
for
two
the, for
words.
For the first time since what? 1964?
For the first time since the internet was invented. I mean, it's essentially an air of sullen resignation there, isn't there?
Don't
I mean,
you born.
You sullen
don't
know, well, resignation.
I know you're a...
How Arsenal is that? We've got an air of sullen resignation here today.
I can see from the outside. Yes. We do pay £5,000 per game or something.
True choice.
Yeah, it's a daylight robbery.
Yeah.
That's wrong because you're only finishing fourth and qualifying.
So why do you think? You just think we're massively entitled and we don't have any right to complain?
I think you're massively self-entitled. That's what I think. I think it's you shouldn't be complaining.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the Yorkshire blokes in the Monty Python song. The two of you. I mean, I think we do pay the highest prices and we expect the best.
Yeah.
And we're not getting the best. We generally
understand that they should spend some money on what is obviously required, which is a 25-goal a season big striker. And a central defender who can run, and a top-class midfielder.
Yeah. Fluffier Kinoa in the cafe.
I don't know why he doesn't do it, but he obviously has his reasons for not doing it.
He thinks it's his money. And I've given £1,000 of it to him this year.
Well, don't. Vote with your feet, Ian.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm going to give out the points. You know what? I'm not giving any points to this. I'm a show. I do what I want. Now, Martin Keogh said this week that when the ball is on his left foot, this is what he said. I love this. Andros Townsend is the best player in Europe.
Oh.
I mean, I know. I've got two words to say to you, Martin. Lionel Messi. Well, I've got other words as well, but I can't use them on live TV. Charlie, aside from the BT Sport pundits, who of course never say anything which isn't beautiful and clever, what's the point of the rest of the pundits?
What's the point of the pundits?
Yeah.
To add colour. I like them. They add colour, they have a good guess. Their guess sort of seems to be better than ours, but... Not by much.
Most people said Leicester would go down.
They always have that thing of, well, you haven't played the game, have you? No, but I've watched it a lot, and I'm not... I think with the Leicester thing, it's been brilliant, isn't it? Because it's shown everybody.
No one.
I quite like that. Because you know how our newspaper columnists always have to be more outrageous than the next newspaper columnist, otherwise nobody's talking about them. Right. Somebody's gone up to Keown before whatever programme he was on, going, look, I'll give you 50 quid if you say the most outrageous rubbish. And he's gone, yeah, Andros Townsend, best left-footed player in Europe. How's that? Here's me 50 quid.
Andros Townsend is making, I think, a late run for the plane.
You reckon?
Eurostar.
You reckon?
Or the ferry, I don't know how they're getting there.
Ferry? Do you honestly think the England team are all being sick over the side?
Yeah, they're going to get a ferry. They're all going to take individual cars and fill up with booze on the way back.
Yeah, that's just how they're doing it.
Andros Townsend's having a party, I think, is what's going on. I mean, I just think they're never... That they come out with all these ideas, oh, Leicester are going to go down or Liverpool are going to win the title, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But no-one ever looks back on it and goes, do you see what you said there?
No, that's right. They're never held to account. Is that
they're
what you
never
mean?
Held
is that
to
what
account?
You want? Should publicly hold these pundits to account.
They should go to The Hague on some sort of trial.
I'd go for that.
Right, Phil Thompson, these are the things you've said this year.
Let's have a look back. I'm going to give out the points for that round. And I'm going to give points this time to Ian Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Oh, you thought Charlie. Oh, well. Now, whilst most foreign managers continue to achieve great things in the Premier League and get all the top jobs, their British counterparts continue to scrabble around for scraps in the lower leagues. Charlie, do you think the majority of British managers are hoping for Brexit?
I think it's a shame. I think they're sort of tarred with this brush of being lumpet merchants.
Yeah, well, that's British football, isn't it?
Eddie Howe, isn't Eddie Howe's trying to get the ball on the deck and
But will he ever get the Liverpool or the Man United job or one of those big jobs?
I think he actually has got a good chance, although
because of the way he plays.
Because of the way he plays, and he seems to be a bit more cultured, and he's taken a small team, and kept them up quite easily.
I think Eddie Howe's a good call. What about Tony Pulis? I mean, possibly the worst football we've ever watched.
Well, it's dull, but it's not necessarily fair to say that British managers aren't getting the top jobs. You had Gary Neville, who was at Valencia. You had Brendan Rodgers.
That worked out well.
You had David Moyes, who was at Manchester United. They get the top jobs. It's just that they're not very good. That's the problem.
Well,
and they're not given as long, I don't think. They're not given as long as the foreign managers, because foreign managers just... sound better. It just, we got this foreign bloke.
Sounds better.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? If, like, if you were...
We've got a Greek bloke.
If you were in a restaurant and you said, do you want burger and chips or do you want steak à chair pie frites? It just, ooh, what's that? Yeah, you know, it just sounds a bit more exotic.
Yeah, and then they go, that's burger and chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the same stuff.
Oh, all right, we're having the same stuff.
What about, is it... The Championship's quite exciting, though. Sean Dyche, very good manager.
Well, we will come to
Chris Hughton, I think, is a brilliant manager.
Both been sacked.
Amazed no one's...
No, it's Sean Dyche.
No, Sean Dyche's still in.
No one's snapped Chris Hughton.
What about the lack of language skills? Is that a problem? I mean, you know, most foreign managers, Arsene Wenger speaks five languages. And you, if you've got a dressing room full of foreign millionaires, essentially, you don't really want Ian Holloway walking in. I'm not having a go. He barely speaks English, though, doesn't he? Let's be fair. And I think that would be a problem, wouldn't it? You need someone urbane and sophisticated.
I mean, Claudio Ranieri's grasp of English isn't all that strong, and yet he's done all right this year, I think.
Well, he's done all right.
Neil Warnock at Rotherham. Rotherham were bottom of the league, nowhere to be seen. He won 12 in a row and kept them up.
He did.
He went in and did absolutely brilliant.
But that is the level. That is the level that Neil Warnock is out. He's like Red Adair, isn't he? You bring him in if there's a fire.
Dave Bassett used to do that.
To be fair, Neil Warnock starts an awful lot of fires as well.
There is that as well. Sam Allardyce is another one. I mean, Sam Allardyce, he always said if he was called Samuel Allardyce, he'd get a top job. That is what he said. Although I just think people are going,
you're going
Allardyce.
But it's interesting, though. I mean, not a lot of the top players are going into management. If you think about Pochettino, he's done very well at Spurs and for that Southampton. Didn't he play for Argentina in the 1998 World Cup?
He was the one who tripped Michael Owen.
Yeah,
he didn't.
But a lot of like our stars are going into punditry and not management. From that to, from that same match, who would have been playing for it? Southgate, possibly.
Glenn Hoddle was a manager.
Yeah.
Glenn Hoddle was a manager.
And he's a very good manager.
Yeah, and but he doesn't get a job now.
No, that, that I think there are other reasons.
Yeah. That's a possibility.
They're so rich, the players now, they don't have to actually look beyond the game to know what they're going to do for the rest of their life because they've got so much money.
They'll probably be so, okay, won't they, most of them?
Yeah. The thing, but the successful managers like Ferguson, like Arsene Wenger, were all sort of second division players, not great players, were they? So they tried harder at their coaching, and I think that's what
happened. Mourinho was no good as a player either. I'm going to give out the points for that round. And you know what? I did like the point that Charlie made there, so I'm going to give the points to Charlie Baker.
Now, one we can remember.
One. British success story this weekend was Sean Dyche bringing Burnley back up at the first time of asking. The other automatic promotion spot will be decided in a winner-takes-all clash between Middlesbrough and Brighton, worth an estimated £40 trillion. I might have made that figure up. Ian, we'd all rather go to Brighton, wouldn't we, let's be fair.
I am actually working in Brighton the next
two
nights.
Still going to Brighton, yes.
And as a mod, it's my spiritual home. We only moved to France because we couldn't afford to live in Brighton.
Do you have like the soundtrack of Quadrophenia going through your head?
As I ride into Brighton on my scooter, exactly what happens.
You got the look, OK. I mean, Middlesbrough...
Don't like them.
They
took Jordan Rhodes off us. Our top scorer plays for another team. That's not very
good. Jordan Rhodes, take me home to play. I belong.
Yeah, yeah. Keith, you were interested in this old...
Well, it's a no-brainer, even lot that we've got Liverpool fans in. If you get the choice, opening game of the season, lovely sunny day, Middlesbrough or Brighton, which one do you want to go to? Really? I mean, look, sunny Brighton, lovely day out, or cold, wet, black and white, e-buy gum up north, whippets running around. You know, it's 1960s, old Vauxhall Vespas being driven around, burning tyres. You know, it's a no-brainer.
I think you're mixing up cars and I know what he meant. Vauxhall Vespas.
I think this year is particularly one of those years when you've got to question the playoffs a little bit because they're all so far ahead of the other three teams that are in the playoffs.
Yes. Whoever loses this game, whoever's going, the
they're suddenly plummeted back down, and it's like, oh,
I hope it's Middlesbrough.
You hope it's yes. You don't. I've done.
I don't think like Burnley either. Burnley are Blackburn's main rivals. I just want Brighton to go up on their own.
Sean Dyche has done a fabulous job getting them up, and it's. I know you don't like it. I know, but no, it's a lovely thing because they didn't sack him. They went down. They didn't sack him. They retained their faith in him, and he's taken up at the first time of asking.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
To be fair, though, that is your default setting, isn't it?
Really? It is pretty much
miserable like that. And yeah, it is a massive game. I mean, like you say, they say it's worth hundreds of millions. Pounds, whatever
it is. It's worth £200 million.
Well, is that what it is?
You get the money for promotion, then you get the parachute money for three seasons.
Right.
If you go straight back down and don't win
anything.
Plus,
you've got the £120 million extra.
So it's like, it's £200 million.
And also, you can have £5 on Burnley to win the title next season?
Can you? You can get 33-1 Ranieri being England manager.
What? Really? Yeah, what indeed? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
They're not really giving it away, are they? I'm going to give... do you know what? Did you really just make that up?
No, that's true.
Oh,
that's
well, you know
true,
what? For that, I'm stat. Giving the points to Charlie Baker. I know. Let's have... before we go, let's have a look forward at the games coming up the weekend. There are some big games. Live on BT Sport, 12:45 on Saturday. Norwich against Man United. You can... That's also in 4K if you wish to see Wayne Rooney... up very close. I know, just imagine that for a second. The other big game to the bottom, Aston Villa against Newcastle. Well, I mean, that's Villa's last home game. Are they going to do a lap of honour, do you think?
They
just get
out.
Stuff well, thrown
with,
at
with
them.
With bags over their heads, like they're being sneaked out of court. Yeah, something like that. That Man City Arsenal's an interesting one, isn't it? That battle for fourth place.
Third, in fact. Third. And Sunderland are playing Chelsea. I mean, we might see the pumped up Chelsea. We might see the.
No, we won't.
They've done it now.
Yep, they're on holiday.
They're on the beach now.
And who's going to get out between Newcastle, Sunderland and Norwich?
I think Newcastle are going to survive.
You think Newcastle are going to survive?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Really?
Yes, I do. The more you ask it, the more definite I am about it.
That's the way it works. OK. That's it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. The final score, 5-3 to Charlie Baker. Excellent. My thanks to Ian Moore, Charlie Baker, and Keith Dover.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 weeks' time when we'll be joined by Clive Anderson. Thank you for watching. See you soon. Good night.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.